The word ukulele loosely translates in Hawaiian as tiny flea, but it has come a long way from souvenir stands in Honolulu. Such as the Ukulele Orchestra of Great Britain, a septet of impeccably dressed chamber musicians. Yes, they're playing Smells Like Teen Spirit on ukuleles. Any search of YouTube, in fact, turns up thousands of amateurs in their basements going nuts on ukuleles. That tune is Enter Sandman by Metallica, but the performer is a guy who calls himself Yuku from Hell. We sent Sarah Lemanchik to find out why the uke is so hot now.
Singer-songwriter Stephen Merritt has a lot to answer for when it comes to the current ukulele craze. Moons in June. It was in 1996 that his band, The Magnetic Fields, first began to ply Merritt's staid lyrical style and indie cred against the ukulele's novelty punch, the twang, the slight gravel of his voice. It felt new, and it just worked.
The advantage of the ukulele for me is partly that it's always what we call desafinado, slightly out of tune, and so am I. And so I sound a little less slightly out of tune compared to the ukulele. You don't want to hear me singing along with an electric organ, which always sounds perfectly in tune.
I wish I had an orchestra behind me to show you how I feel.
On a more practical note, Merritt suffers from tinnitus in one ear, and even an acoustic guitar can create a painful ringing. Not so with the ukulele. And then there's the look.
Some particularly fat people look fantastic with the ukulele because, you know, it's sort of poking at their nipples or something. And some very skinny people look nifty and improbable with the ukulele because it looks skeletal along with them. And then there's tiny people like me playing the ukulele, and the scale seems somehow off and it sets the mind to wandering. The classic ukulele look is the gigantic Hawaiians with their tiny ukuleles, and they look like demented, dreamlike football players from heaven come to serenade you. All of these are great looks.
He looks nothing like a demented football player from heaven, but Jake Shimabukuro really is from Hawaii. He first picked up the ukulele at age 4. And later studied at Roy Sakuma's famous ukulele studios in Honolulu.
People often ask me, they say, hey, you know, how do you feel about people viewing the ukulele as a toy? And I say, it's great, because, I mean, that's the reason I picked it up in the first place.
Shimabukuro already had a couple albums under his belt. Then, a YouTube video of his version of While My Guitar Gently Weeps hit it big. 8 million views later, he's on a world tour and fielding phone calls from famous cellists to record albums.
And I was in Chicago, and then this really sincere, nice, warm voice on the other end said, oh, hello, is this Jake? This is Yo-Yo Ma. And I just, I mean, I remember just, I didn't know whether to say, oh, come on, you got to do a better impression than that, you know, But I really didn't know what to say. And I remember just kind of sitting up and jumping out of bed and thinking to myself, wow, is this really Yo-Yo Ma? And he was like, hello, hello. And I was like, oh, yeah, hey, this is Jake. We sat side by side reading off the same music, and we recorded an old John Lennon tune, Happy Christmas, together.
I'm going to make the call right now. If you've played with Yo-Yo Ma, you're legitimate. Theremin players, didgeridoo-ists, your path to respectability is now clear. Shimabukuro believes the internet and sites like YouTube have made this uke resurgence feel so big, so fast. But he's got a couple other concrete reasons for its appeal, too. For starters, it's tuned oddly, with a high G and no bass notes, which means you really can't play it wrong.
People would just pick it up and they'll play a simple chord and they're like, wow, I can make music. You know, it makes us want to be silly. We want to pick it up and do something goofy. We want to make people laugh with it.
It's funny Shimabukuro says that because he shot to fame covering a pretty dark song. So many musicians today have the ukulele completely against type. Amanda Palmer of the Dresden Dolls brings that dark and moody element in her version of Radiohead's Creep.
I wish I was special, but I'm a creep.
Meanwhile, Meryl Garbus is transforming indie rock and Afro-electric dance punk sound with her project Tune Yards and using a lot of ukulele.
I mean, who knows where it's going to go? I mean, Eddie Vedder releasing an ukulele CD. That's quite extraordinary.
I may be dreaming, but I'm longing to belong to you.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Lemanchek.
You know, there's nothing quite so sexy as an improbable man playing the ukulele.